just going to hit record. Because, yeah, Wayne Gretzky's hair, I think the last we left our NHL playoff talk, you had talked about Wayne Gretzky's hair. It is darker than it used to be, and he kind of has, like, this weird Marv Albert hairstyle going on, yeah, too.
He's got Lego hair. He essentially has Lego hair right now.
Yeah, it looks bizarre.
I mean, I'm guessing he's trying to fight aging, which is part of it.
Yeah, it's definitely dyed.
Yeah, I mean, he had blonde hair. Now, it's funny, like, looking at, I actually did, like, look at pictures of him. It wasn't always, like, light.
Oh.
So as his career went on, so maybe he was, like, you know, it's the 80s, he's dyeing his hair, trying to look cool and all that stuff. So I'll give him that.
Oh, but right.
Your hair doesn't get darker as you get older. It doesn't. In most cases, it goes gray, it thins out something. He's got a healthy head of hair. Now, maybe being a bazillionaire probably helps that matter, but, you know.
It looks really suspicious, to say the least. Like,
that's a good word, yes.
Yeah, like I said, there is 100% coloring going on. That, to me, is a non-negotiable item in this talk. But, I don't know if he's trying something out, if he's just wearing a wig. Because I could swear, and, you know, I haven't, it's not like I've taken the time to look up pictures, but I swear I've seen him with gray hair. That's why I think that it's definitely a dye job. But it's just like, why? Like, who cares? Like, yeah. He's just too much of a pretty boy, I guess. Like, I'm just thinking about Rick Tocchet, who's on the other side, who you can tell fought entirely too many times in his NHL career with how his face looks.
Yeah.
And he's still on TV.
I forgot he was a coach for Tampa.
Yes, and for Arizona.
Okay, because he's, like, on the list of candidates for the Wings, which I'm not so sure of. But,
oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, he went out to Phoenix because he was the Phil Kessel whisperer. Mm-hmm. Or at least
forgot about him.
Yeah. That was the story when Kessel was in Pittsburgh.
I forgot. Did he win a cup with Pittsburgh? I can't remember.
Yeah, he should have had. He got robbed, honestly, because he was with them. Was he two-time? Yeah, he's two-time.
Okay, that's what I was.
Yeah, he was on the back-to-back teams, and it was the second one, I believe. No, it was the first run that Crosby got. Whichever Conn Smythe Crosby got, it should have gone to Kessel. I can't remember if it was this 16 season or the 17 season when they won. But Kessel carried that team in the later rounds, and Crosby ended up getting a Hart Trophy. It's just like, oh, they did him wrong. But whatever. I mean, it's not like Crosby wasn't completely unworthy or anything like that. But I still think that Kessel should have won it.
Sorry, I'm laughing at something else. I can't tell you right now. So, it's just. I was already laughing at Phil Kessel because he never looked like he wanted to play hockey. He was just out there. And he's really good, and you're like, what's your problem? I think someone described it like he looks like a guy who just wants to eat hot dogs all the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was that one story in Toronto that he went down in between periods or something. Not in between periods, before practice. And went to some hot dog stand on the streets of Toronto to always eat, like, two hot dogs before practice or something like that.
I mean, wasn't Wade Boggs the one that used to eat a bucket of fried chicken before every game?
No, he would only eat chicken before games. So he had, like, some ridiculous amount of recipes for chicken. He was kind of ahead of his time in that department, really. Just with the lean meat situation. You know, that was not really the rage in the early 80s.
Yeah, I forgot. Actually, that bucket of chicken was actually Clutch. Forgot about that. That used to be like their writer. They wanted a bucket of chicken before every show.
Oh.
Which would explain why they were, two of them were real big. Like JP, the drummer, he used to be a big boy. And he's not anymore. So, yeah, they said they don't do that anymore, which is good. You shouldn't be eating every show. Oh, my God. So, but yeah. But anyways, yeah, Wayne Gretzky's hair, Phil Kessel, like, yeah, hockey players are weird anyways. I mean,
yeah.
You used to have those guys in basketball. Maybe they still do, but it's covered up more. But it just seems like, yeah, maybe baseball, not so much anymore, but there was always, like, those characters. Like, okay, yeah, whatever.
Kind of the anomaly guys that didn't seem to fit the mold.
Well, I was having this discussion, like, we went to a baseball game, and I might have said this already, but if I did, just real quick. Like, baseball players became athletes all of a sudden. Like, the pitchers did and all this.
Oh, right.
And a pitcher doesn't last past the fifth inning anymore, just based on how they conduct the game now.
Right.
But they're always blowing their arms out. So my argument here is, how about you stop being athletes and be a pitcher? Like, you looked at, and I'm going back a ways, but for me, the ones that always stood out were, like, you know, Bob Gibson, Nolan Ryan. Hard as hell fastballs. Never got injured. And they were pitching, like, complete games in losses. So, and they had lengthy careers and were good. I mean, I know Clemens is a bad one just because of, you know, the whole steroid implication. But even Randy Johnson. He never hurt his arm. He was just skinny as hell.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what usually the counter argument is to that. And I'm going to guess that, well, Nolan Ryan's one of the few guys that was probably pitching as hard as some of these guys today.
Yeah.
So he definitely would, I would think, qualify in the throw hard department. Some of those guys were not throwing as hard as most of these guys today.
Yeah. But no, but there's that, but then also the guys today, that's what they do.
Oh, well.
And the guys in the past used to pitch. You had, like, there were guys that had, like, four different pitches. Now you've got a slider, maybe a curve, and obviously throw as hard as I can.
That's
and most of the time it's like a curve or a slider and a fastball. That's it.
Oh, I feel like most of the guys in the major league roster at least have four pitches most of the time these days.
It just never seems like it anymore.
I don't watch enough baseball to really know, and honestly, like, actually, it seems somewhat exciting that the Pirates are playing their younger players and they're doing okay. But yeah, that's having the Pirates to root for always brings down the average of the fun quotient in Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, but but also I think a lot of the guys now can throw as hard as they want because they know they're not going nine innings.
Like
most of the time, once you get to the fifth, you're done.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of I think one of the other reasons why they're not going as deep is that. What was scouting before? You know, now they have people in, you know, in the video booth going, oh, this is what they're doing today. Pay attention to this.
Yeah.
You know, that even without all of the banging pots and pans to call pitches, hitters definitely have a better idea of what's coming these days than they did when we were growing up.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember, I don't remember who it was, but there was somebody who legit kept a book of every pitcher he faced. And he would actually tell other players, hey, watch out for this, watch out for this. I don't think it was Tony Gwynn. I think it was just some nobody. Well, then, I mean, not a nobody, but not like a Hall of Fame guy.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I can't remember who it was, but it's like that was scouting back then.
Oh.
Or if you're watching on, like, you would go to the hotel and watch TV if a game was on, because, you know, back then, a little different.
Yeah, you did not have ESPN streaming games online for you during that time period. Yeah, I mean, despite the fact that baseball's pretty simple, it's a different game now than it was when we were growing up. Like, it's wild to think that.
It really is. Yeah, and I know this sounds like old man shit, but they don't play the game the way it used to. Like, I'm not joking or exaggerating. They pulled a shift on a guy who was batting, I think, 198. And he was the eighth hitter. And I'm like, you're pulling a shift on this guy? And then it worked. Like, he ground out to where second base would have been, but the shortstop fielded it.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? And then at the same time, you know, the batter's an idiot. Bunt the ball down third base. It is that easy. You're in the, like, it used to be at least. Bunt the ball down third base. Get your single, and there you go. And now you're not batting 198 anymore. But, like, no one has, like, the fundamentals to do it anymore. And you've heard, like, other baseball players preach this, like, you know, they were trying to ban the shift in the majors, which I don't know if they did or not.
They did not.
Okay. All you have to do is just start bunting the ball or, you know, try to go opposite field. But nope, they're not skilled enough to go opposite field. It's always pull hitters trying to hit a home run now.
Well, and that's at least another aspect of the pitching, too, that the pitching reports are a lot better, too. Like, they know what hitters want to try and hit, and they try to stay away from it. And they also have, like, gotten into the spin rate thing more, and they're purposely trying to pitch to induce contact a certain direction on top of that, which I know that we didn't hear about that shit when we were kids. Like, someone wasn't trying to pitch so that the guy would hit into the shift. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different game.
It definitely is, but I still, like, I mean, pitchers were trying to do that anyways. And the guys were, like, you know, that's how, like, when I used to play, well, here we go. Nothing but goals. Dude, I was texting you the other night. We have the hockey game on, so you guys know. The other night, I'm like, it was 7-3? 7-4?
6-4,
6-3?
I think it's 6-4. I'm like, more goals. And it ended up 8-6.
And I just went, if this game goes to overtime, I'm going to be pissed. And you go, well, it only lasts a minute. And I'm like, well, that's true. But then all of a sudden, they were only down by one. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. In all honesty, this Colorado-Edmonton could be a four-game sweep in Colorado's favor. Edmonton's goalie is just a train wreck.
Well, I got some thoughts on old Mike Smith. One, his name is Mike Smith. How the hell is he a professional baseball player?
Hockey player?
Well, he's not. He's a hockey player, actually. I got my lanes crossed there. This should be a good show. I mean, what could be more boring? Jim Smith?
Maybe.
Not a whole lot. Mike Smith. Like, how did you get this far? And I know it's like talent, whatever else, but still, how many famous Mike Smiths are there? In pro sports.
And not a whole lot.
Yeah, exactly. So
The only Smith that came up immediately on my radar was Ozzie Smith, talking baseball.
Yep, that was exactly, as soon as you started, I was like, oh, Ozzie Smith, obviously. Yep. There's got to be, Bubba Smith. He was a football player, right?
Oh, yeah, and there was...
But his first name's also Bubba. And...
Was there a Will? I want to say that there Was it Will Smith that played for Ohio State and then for the New Orleans Saints, I think?
Well, if you have to guess, that kind of proves the point. Like, he's not really famous.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think he was under the got shot in New Orleans, how his career ended situation. No, so that was pretty gruesome.
Damn.
Yeah. but yeah, not terribly famous. Like you said, like if I don't completely remember, but I guess Will Smith has a little more pizzazz, maybe just because of the pop star / movie actor. Star.
Yeah, he's more of an actor now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if he's gonna be allowed to act anymore, all this shit keeps getting canceled on him. So.
That is just the silliest shit ever.
I like how it's just kind of died down, but it's like, yeah, it died down in the public discourse, but... Oh, Jesus. But for him, like, they canceled... There was something burn... I can't remember what the name of the movie was on Netflix. It wasn't that good, so it's like, no loss. But They were going to do a sequel to that, and they canceled that. Oh, my God. And,
Yeah, I keep on forgetting you're actually behind me now, so this continues to amuse me.
That's just crazy. 3 goals in, what, 3 minutes?
Something in that area.
Yeah. And then, what was it, the last game? They scored 5 in 3 minutes or something like that between the two of them?
Yeah.
And then it took them 10 minutes to score the next one, which I thought cracked me up because the announcer, was it Kenny Albert?
Yeah.
Him just talking, and he's like, well, we've gone 10 minutes without a goal. And I think it was, what, 30 seconds later they scored again? But, wow, that's just a hell of a shot. So, but Mike Smith is your goalie. You're not winning the Stanley Cup. You're just not. So just stop. Just pull him and put the other guy in.
I was a little bit surprised they decided to go with him. I know that Koskinen has not been terribly good this season by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm like, dude, he just got shelled. Like, what if so you've got to try something different here at least.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would do them any good, honestly, but got to at least try it.
Well, that was Ken Holland's thing. He is the I think he's still the GM in Edmonton. They had Jimmy Howard, and they kept trying to find his replacement, and they kept trying to find a backup, and it never worked out. And I can't remember who the goalie was that was backing up and then took over for Howard. They traded him, and Howard came in and was decent. That's all Jimmy Howard was going to be ever. So, that's a Ken Holland weakness right there. Can't find goaltending talent. So,
yep, bring in Dominic Hasek. That's the only solution.
And then they brought in Curtis Joseph.
Oh, Cujo.
How did that not work?
I have no idea.
I mean, what happened there? I mean, as soon as he got signed, it was like, my God, the Red Wings are going to win the next 5 Stanley Cups in a row.
Yeah.
Like, you finally got a good team in front of Curtis Joseph, and he just didn't deliver. And he got pulled for Osgood, and then they brought back Dominic Hasek, I believe, right?
I can't remember that much.
And then Hasek got benched for Chris Osgood again. Yeah, just some, like... That whole thing made no sense.
Yeah, I mean, I remember because Cujo was one of Brian's favorite goalies, and
yes.
we were interested to see what happened there. And
yeah, I remember we were at a graduation party. It was around then. And I said, well, thanks, because he was talking about Cujo. I said, well, thanks. Thanks for the goaltending help next year or something like that. He's a Red Wing soon. So,
oh man,
I think that was the first time I met Brian.
That would make sense.
Yeah, And the two of us hit it off quick because we were both shit talking. I was like, oh, this kid's fine. So, nothing's changed, too. So.
Nope, not a thing.
Yeah, but I don't know. I was trying to tell people these playoffs have been pretty nuts for the Stanley Cup so far, and I can't believe it's actually going to end after the NBA.
I was a little bit shocked when we went in for Easter, and Brian and his wife were watching the Cavaliers in the playoffs. Because it was that weird, whatever that play-in system that they were doing this year. And it was one of those games. We were back there for Easter. I was like, oh, this is kind of an interesting way to run the playoffs. And I was just like, holy smokes, they're going to be way ahead. And I guess I just thought to myself then, I'm like, you're going to be way ahead of hockey this time around. And, we got the semifinals rolling for the NHL, but it's the finals tonight for the NBA.
Yeah, and that's what was crazy is...
It's usually the other way around.
Yes. Because usually, to me, the NBA used to dick around sometimes with scheduling. They'd have game one, and then 3 or 4 days later, they'd have game two.
Oh,
for TV purposes, I think. Uh-huh. It's like, all right, now we've got them all these different stations. We don't have to do that anymore. And I think there was famously, I can't remember if it was hockey or basketball, but it was Boston. And they went a week in between games one and two. And then had games 3, 4, and 5 within 4 days or something like that.
Oh my,
it was crazy.
God. Yeah, then they went every other day after that for the next four games.
Yeah. I mean, at least in hockey, I mean, it's a sprint most of the time, plus you got to balance. But basketball, I mean, I know they sub guys out, but you're running, what do they say, 5, 6 miles a game or something like that? Average, like, starter in the NBA runs that much per game.
Wow, that's like double what a soccer player runs?
I'm trying to think. Let me look it up real quick.
So I want to say that usually the midfielders run the most since they've got to cover the most territory. The defenders and the forwards do the lead. I mean, it's less, but I want to say that it's between 2 to 4 miles on average for soccer players.
Oh, they said less than 3 miles a game. That was as of, can't see the name, the year. So little shorter. This one says 2.5. Someone ran almost 3 miles a game. But just imagine you're running 3 miles a game every day. And I know there are people who run, whatever. But you're also not jumping, trying to stop somebody, shooting a ball potentially, doing all this stuff. That's crazy. That's got to be murder on your knees. Oh. It's no wonder all those guys get like gain weight after they stop playing. I don't blame them at all.
Yeah, some of them do. Most of them do, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm mainly thinking about offensive linemen, but that's a whole different thing.
Oh, yeah. They lose weight quick.
Yeah, so. That's the only one that's like super opposite. Like, oh yeah, I had to like keep an extra 60 to 80 pounds on my body to do my job.
Yeah, because I told you I worked out with a guy who played, he was an offensive lineman for Villanova. And he was 360, and he started coming to the gym, and he lost it quick. He was an animal, just because, you know, playing football and all that. But then
right.
He said, like, we play Friday, I'm sorry, Saturday, get home, and all we do is order pizza and wings. And watch football on Sundays after, like, the team meeting Sunday. And I was like, damn. I mean, that's Villanova.
Yeah.
I think Division, what, 1AA? Division 2?
No, they're Division 1 now.
Wow, for football, they're Division 1?
They're not. Oh, I guess they aren't for football.
They're the FCS, so they'd be Division 1, but FCS, which is 1AA or whatever it was. Whatever it used to be. We was like, yeah, we go, and that's all we do. Just watch football and eat, because we had to maintain, you know, the weight. And I'm like, that sounds terrible.
Oh.
That sounds just awful. So now all he started doing was eating like chicken and broccoli for a while. He lost almost 100 pounds quick. And unfortunately, his body was like, oh, okay, and didn't bounce back as quick. So he like had the extra skin, whatever else, but oh. his eventually did catch up. So, and that now he joined the Marines. Like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
That's a choice. So,
yeah, it was just surprising. Because, like, you know, get out of school, you go to school, all that stuff, and then join the armed forces out of the blue like that. Like, oh, okay, well, hey, more power to you.
Yep. Most people do it in the opposite order, but hey, go for it. Well, I guess in lieu of going for it, it can't be avoided, I don't think. More MJF talk.
Why not? Alright, I guess start with you. What'd you think of it?
Okay. Two things. One of the best promos that I have heard, period, full stop. You know, I'm sure you can, I can think of a handful that I would put on par with it, but it was that kind of level. I also think with the way that it ended that it is, at this point, 100% of work.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the second he came out there with a live mic, I mean, of course, it was it's part of a story now.
Yeah.
But I've heard people complaining about it. And
I didn't get the chance to read it. I was a little bit surprised when I saw a Sports Illustrated article about, this could do something for AEW fans that I was kind of interested in. I'm like, oh, someone thought that there was a negative take on this?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Like, people, like, I don't, like, they don't like the lines being blurred the way it is. How this has been done. What I've heard a lot is this has been done before and it doesn't work. And another one was that it was a failure because he was trying to be a bad guy. And the crowd started cheering him instead. Like, you're – all right. And I kind of get it because – well, one, all right, real quick, I loved it. That's the most engaged I've been in a wrestling angle in a while because of his delivery and passion.
Yeah.
And also, he did speak – to me, at least, in my opinion, he spoke some truths as well. And that's – and he voiced some other fans' concerns as well. Now, the course of a storyline or not, whatever, but...
Yeah, I mean, it was cleared to be added as a story point. But obviously, though, I would imagine that if he was indeed worried about his contract and they got everything resolved, and it would seem that they got at least a lot of stuff resolved again, or that promo doesn't happen, but...
Yeah, or... They're back there, and it's like, all right, so maybe this started, I don't know, no one really knows, but maybe it started off as real.
Yeah, and that's what I think that it was a shoot that turned into work kind of a situation. Now, was the whole meet and greet situation planned? Someone really on the inside is going to need to tell that story.
See, I would hope not for a story for a storyline because you screwed your fans over.
I agree.
The amount of money and ill will that they like, well, money after refund, and then ill will that they're going to receive from that. I would hope not, but that's what I'm getting at is like to me wondering if that was real. These grievances were real, and him and Tony Khan kind of pulled a Vince McMahon. Because when Punk did the whole famous pipe bomb promo,
yeah,
that was supposed to be him airing his grievances, whatever else, and then he was gone. So when he got backstage, apparently the story was Vince goes, "That was a hell of a promo. I loved it. And he goes, well, I meant everything. He's like, that's fine. He's like, well, we can make a lot of money. And Frank's like, wait, what? He's like, we can make a lot of money off of this. And that was one of the deciding factors of Punk staying and re-signing.
Oh.
Was like Vince's faith. I mean, I may be getting some of the details wrong, but that's the general crux of it is.
Yeah.
It was a promo that he just did, and he knew what he could get away with, you know, not to insult people directly.
Oh, and, right.
Like, keep it in a storyline mode. But, like, the MJF one, that's what I'm wondering if this was one of those. Like, Tony Khan's smart enough to go, okay, I know you're pissed. We got to figure this out. But, Max, look at the money we're going to be able to make off this.
Oh.
And Max is like, well, are you giving me something, you know? I don't know what the details of his contract are. Maybe he's not making any money off of something like this. Maybe his downside's it.
Hey,
and,
yeah.
You know.
Without having any transparency in these, with what wrestlers are being paid, really,
right?
You know, it always makes it impossible to, because I don't know, you know, because I even feel like when you see the reports from the people in the know, that unless they're really at the top of the food chain, the number is almost never thrown out there. It's always like, high six figures or low six figures or, you know, something like super vague. Like, there's a lot of six-figure numbers, guys. So, you know, 100,000 is a whole lot different than even 400,000, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, like, without knowing, yeah, the full extent of what MJF was asking for, and B, like, Chris and I talked about it, he's in a weird spot where, especially because CM Punk is champ now.
Yeah.
What does he do exactly? Like, some of the, you know, the WWE cast-offs that he was talking about, I don't have any desire for Aleister Black MJF feud. I don't have one for Andrade. Miro came back. Not
right after this segment, right?
Yeah, right after that segment. Which did, you know, make things...
WWE guys, another one. Athena, another one. John Morrison started the show off, another one. John Morrison versus Miro, another WWE cast. Like, hot boy. But, I mean, obviously the problem with that train of thought, and he's not wrong about how they sign all these WWE people, but they're also underutilized or ill-conceived WWE characters. I mean, seeing Swerve and Keith Lee together, it's like WWE had both of them and didn't, and just let them go because they didn't know what to do. Like, that's insane to me.
Yeah, it's cool. Either that or they're like, we got our African-American quotient. We can pass on you two guys.
Yeah, oh, Stokely Hathaway. Forgot, he showed up.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, he's going to be more useful. Mark Sterling was always a little bit of a weird fit for Jade Cargill. And he became even a stranger fit when the baddies came along.
Okay.
Especially since I can't not look at him and think about our buddy Josh Mustachio, because he looks exactly like him in the face.
Wow.
Yeah. Exactly like him. Like,
I didn't think of that.
If you showed me two headshots of them, I would have a hard time. You know, if Josh has gone gray, it would really be easy. Or it'd be really easy to mix them up.
You know what? I don't know where my head is today. Because you said our friend Josh. And I'm like, okay. I immediately pictured Marion Fontaine.
Oh, no.
No, I know.
Not who I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden it kind of dawned. I'm like, that's not right.
Yeah.
And why I was thinking about Marion Fontaine doesn't make any sense either. I guarantee you no one listening to this knows who that is. Which is a shame, because he was awesome.
Yeah, but very few, one would imagine.
That's too bad.
But
the MJF thing, though.
Oh.
I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
It was the only reason I wanted to watch Dynamite. It didn't disappoint. As soon as the guy said he was counting them down, I'm like, okay, it's coming to an end here. Then he starts swearing, and they cut his mic off. It's like, okay. Trying to add that little bit of realism, and because I told Lisa, like, if they didn't want him saying any of this stuff, they just cut his mic off. That's pretty much how you know this is, like, you know, this is approved.
Yeah, or, a real thing. You
know, whatever. Yeah. So when he said, when like the part where he said, I don't want to be here anymore, I mean, most of the stuff he said was stuff that's been written about or you can read on the internet. There was really nothing groundbreaking, but.
Oh.
Or surprising.
Yeah.
But his passion. I mean, there was no way around that.
Oh.
If he doesn't believe what he was saying, I'd be shocked. So.
I would think it'd be hard to have that much conviction. And, yeah, I mean, and it's one of those things that I don't really blame him. He has been the top draw for the most part. For AEW, especially in the heel department.
Yeah, for a guy that rarely wins. He wins all these, but any big match, he loses.
Well, no, he only lost to CM Punk and Wardlow. His other pay-per-view matches, he's won.
Wow, see, I honestly, now you say that, I'm like, oh yeah, I think I messed that up, because it just seems like he never wins.
Oh, just because he's been on a 2-pay-per-view losing streak now, I mean, that does feel like an eternity since it's 6 months in wrestling now. At least in AEW, it's 6 months. So yeah, he's lost his last 2 big matches, and it is what, and again, I guess that's why I'm like, man, he's kind of in a weird spot. Like, there's no one for him. I don't know who he takes on. Just even not even going with the WWE cast-off things. Like, he could use a win. Who does he get it against, though? Like,
right.
Darby Allin could have been a candidate. The shine is really off him, though, recently. Like, he is, to me, he is a guy that has had too many losses recently. Like, why did he lose to Kyle O'Reilly?
Okay, so you know the story behind that is they didn't want to start the main event while game 7 of the playoffs was going on. So they did that, and apparently it worked. Because there was an uptick, and this makes no sense to me, by the way. There was an uptick in pay-per-view buys after Game 7 ended.
I
know. Doesn't make any sense.
I guess it does make some sense, I suppose. But still, and I said this on the other one, fuck them. I fell asleep for the main event, so. Whatever, man. I'm not. Yeah, I don't regularly stay up past midnight these days. And when you're ending your show at 2:40 a.m., that is at least 40 minutes too late.
Is that when it ended? I went to bed.
Yeah.
I was trying to keep up with the results. I was like, I don't care anymore. I just don't.
Watching, and I caught the tag team match, and I was just like, holy shit, it's 12:05. And I'm like, they're really starting the main event right now. Mm-hmm. And I fell asleep for most of the main event, woke up for the last 5 minutes. Yeah, I heard the story. But you can throw those guys out there if you want to extend it. Oh, and to go back to making sense of the pay-per-view, I guess these days, since you know that you have access to the pay-per-view after it's over, you know, you can pretty much automatically start rewatching it these days.
I was wondering about that because I've never ordered anything off of Fight. Well, yes, we did. We ordered that AIW one on Fight. So,
yeah, well, and I can only, because Bleacher Report sucks, I can only order it on my laptop because it doesn't, it buffers too much if I order it on the Bleacher Report app on my TV. Even though I just bought a brand new fucking QLED TV that is up to date, that shitty app does not work on it, so I've got to use the laptop. And they don't have a an option to cast onto the onto a TV. Just what a fucking useless app! Like, why are you a sports app if you don't have these functions?
Yeah, I also heard they were having problems with the app for part of the pay per view too.
I don't feel like I had any problems. Again, though, like I know that I have to run it on the laptop, or else it just does not work properly.
Huh. Wow.
Okay. So to get back to it, I guess I at least a little bit understand people jumping into the pay-per-view late and just assuming that they can watch the beginning after the end's over or watch it the next day.
True, but my first thought, and you kind of helped me, you're like, I have it on the laptop. Well, I have the game on the TV.
Yeah.
So
to screen it.
I mean, I guess your attention will be diverted, but, you know, just like you said, you can go back and watch it, I guess. I don't know. So why bother? I mean, why wait till the last second?
It's a weird thing to me. Yeah, I can see that as a reason why not just to order it right away. Like, yeah, if you're going to watch it anyway, just order it then and be done with it.
Yeah. But yeah, so I just thought that was strange. And it's just kind of like people ordering pay-per-views for WWE still.
Oh.
It's still strange to me. So that one just took me by surprise. Like, and I guess some of it could be that you were at the game or at a bar, and that's why.
Oh. You're
home and do that.
Yeah.
But... Oof. But no, the MJF stuff, man, I don't know where it's going. I'm along for the ride because I thought it was fun. The fans, because I hear some cheers, and he turned on the fans there. And the guy goes, he was like, you know who the number two draw is? Some guy says, like, no, you don't. And then it's funny, like, doing our show or, like, getting on Twitter, which I got a question about that when I'm done, but. Like, if we're doing a show, and he goes, you don't know shit, your opinion is garbage, or whatever.
Oh.
Because you don't know anything, and I was like, okay, like, cool. I just thought it was cool, like, just shut up.
Call
them marks, whatever else. Because he basically exposed the hypocrisy of everything by saying that. So, because he's not wrong.
But also, why do you give a shit about it then if it doesn't mean anything?
Exactly, and that's why he's trying to be a bad guy. And it just didn't work.
Yeah.
You know, because he's thin-skinned. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe he just hates hypocrites. Even though he's supposed to be a bad guy, and he's supposed to. He is one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not looking for him. So, yeah,
but it is strange. Like Tony Khan, unlike Vince, well, not that Vince really. Hold on, did he step in the ring with CM Punk?
I don't think he ever did.
Yeah, like Tony Khan is definitely not going to jump in the ring. Like, and I can at least say, you know, Austin and Vince, kind of a situation, like. We're not going to get that. And that's kind of a weird payoff, too. Like, what does Tony Khan do to make up for this? Like, does he just send all of the ex-WWE guys after him and he beats them one after one to rebuild himself? Suppose that could work.
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely not getting old TK.
Oh.
You know, he ain't getting in the ring.
Uh-uh. Nope. So, yeah. It's going to be a... Yeah, it has my attention. It is a lot of fun.
It was engaging. There's...
Yeah.
Even if you didn't like the subject matter, his delivery, passion, whatever, acting, if it's not real, we haven't seen anything like that in years.
Yeah.
Outside of sadness of retiring because of injury.
Oh.
There hasn't been like a freaking promo of that emotion and depth in years. You can tell it wasn't scripted. Yeah, he was probably going over things that, you know, this is what I'm going to say, but you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
But oh yeah, real quick.
Oh.
Not Twitter much anymore, but I definitely got on last night after that because I just wanted to see what everyone was talking about. That Twitter's terrible. And I don't even mean like the people what they're saying. I got on there, and the first post was from 3 days ago.
Oh.
So I went, wait, what? So I refreshed it, and all of a sudden it was 30 seconds ago. I'm like, wait, what? I refreshed it again to be like, oh, because it was like 30 seconds, 7 hours, 5 minutes, 2 days. I'm like, what is going on? Is it always like that now?
There are some problems still. I guess I don't feel like it's that bad. I don't know if it's just because I'm on a little more regularly that they give me some updates. There are some times, though, where I'm like, why the fuck am I getting this thing from 3 days ago that...
Yeah.
Especially stuff that has more of an immediacy to it. It's just like... I don't care about game highlights from 3 days ago, Twitter. Like, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah. I mean, Instagram, I've kind of gotten used to it, which still sucks.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's worse. It's still, like, I guess Twitter is, to me, is better than Instagram or even Facebook. Like,
I don't even bother with that. It's garbage.
Yeah, I still have enough people that post on there that I check in. But one of the first things that I popped in today was like from 6 days ago. And I'm like, are you just trying to make me feel awkward and hit like on this post like damn near a week later? Like, no.
I don't see what the benefit is either. Like, don't you think I'd be more apt to check something if it's in chronological order like it used to be? Especially with Twitter, if I may be wrong, but I thought the beginning of Twitter was so that you could give status updates of what was going on, which is why it was so short.
And I guess that's why I'm saying I don't have that many problems, because I do see a lot of live-time reactions. It's kind of weird, though. Like, I still feel like there's a hit and miss to it that I don't completely understand.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I see X number of posts from this person, but for some reason I missed Y and Z in between the triple X posts, or, you know, or however you want to term it. Like, I missed, like, every other post, and it's just like, well, why am I still missing every other post? Like, this is... kind of strange. Like, I'm up to date, but if there's still some weirdness that happens, it's just like, oh, this would have been nice to see this opinion when I was on there last night.
Yeah. I also don't like, and this has been forever, if someone you follow retweets something or comments on something or whatever, you see it in your feed, I'm like, I don't care. I just want to see my friends or the stuff I follow. And that's it. But whatever. I mean, and I guess that's one of the things Elon Musk is going to change. He's going to make it chronological again.
Didn't he back out of buying? I
tried looking at that yesterday, and it said it was still on.
I don't care enough to even look at it.
No. And then just, yeah, it's... It is just funny looking at Twitter and just seeing how it's not reality.
Is that also.
And then you just go, okay. Like, you know, it's Pride Month everywhere, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was just making sure. Because Charlotte does it different. Everyone will have their parades in June. They wait till August or September for the... I don't know why.
Yeah, I feel like something similar happens here in Columbus.
Okay. But yeah, I just now I see all the people who were just so adamant about this are now adamant about this. Because they were adamant about something else before, and adamant about something else before that. And it's like, can you imagine...
living your life that way?
Yeah, but then also being that much of a fake... to pretend you care about all these things. Like, I do not believe people actually care about all of the stuff they post about. It's impossible. You can't care about that many things. Like, with the same, like, fervor and energy and time and all that. You just can't.
Oh, right.
And if you are, oof, you are an insufferable mess. I mean, can you imagine talking to somebody else like that? Like, all right, what's this month? Okay, because wasn't last month like Pacific Asian Islands? I know I'm missing somebody. Like month.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden I was like, oh my god, I love Chinese people. I'm like, wait, what? Okay. And then this week it's this. Like, God.
Yeah.
Like waffles.
I support the Asian people by giving them cheap rent.
I don't care about any of them. Not my problem. I got a potential bill for something I wasn't prepared for. That's all I care about. So you guys don't pay attention to me. I don't pay attention to you. I'm good. Like I'm good with that.
Well, yeah, and there's the whole, whatever. I'm not going to get that deep in that.
Oh, the whole thing about if you're not an ally, you're an enemy, or if like, you're not supporting people bullshit?
Oh, no, not that. Like, most of the time, it's just like, even if it's happening in a different state, it may as well be happening in a different fucking country, you know?
Yes, yeah. It's another planet to me.
You know, so... There's only so much you can do. Like, the Vikings were not worrying about this stuff because the Vikings had no fucking idea. And you know what? If the Vikings knew that there was a war happening in Peru, they wouldn't have given a shit.
Yeah, they're like, well, that's a long drive anyways, so we're just not going down there. Yeah, I'm perplexed about the people who do that. Like, how great is your life, or how terrible is your life? I don't think anybody with, like, a happy medium is like that. Like, you got no cares, so you got to make sure you pretend to care about everything. Or, my God, everything sucks, so I'm just going to use this to try and make my life better. Which I guess I can understand that a little bit more. You just want to grasp onto anything else, and...
That's still not a fun way to live.
No, it's not. It's not. But, yeah. So,
I'll tell you what. Outside of the AEW stuff, you were talking about MJF's passion to get back to wrestling a little bit.
Yeah.
I could not care less... Oh, hold on. Isn't that supposed to be a bad term now? Or, like, it's grammatically incorrect or some no, shenanigans cannot like
care,
that?
Cannot care less is correct.
Cannot...
You say,
I cannot care less about this in your house for NXT.
Dude, Did you realize that they're both this weekend? It's Saturday and Sunday. They both have premium live events.
No, like, when I was watching NXT this week, I went, they're doing a pay-per-view for this, too? It was one of those ones where I know that they've been talking about it, especially as it mostly pertains to Joe Gacy and Bron Breakker. And, well, Cameron Grimes and Carmelo Hayes have gotten a pretty solid push in that department also. But there haven't been a lot of...
this week?
Huh?
Yeah, did I miss Carmelo Hayes this week?
Yeah. He was on commentary during Cameron Grimes' match.
Oh, you know what? I shut that off. I didn't even watch it. The show's so boring to me.
Yeah.
There were some stuff I actually legit liked.
Well, and that, I feel like I like it in general more than you do. I'm not going to be in town, and I'm probably going to be drunk at the beginning of that pay-per-view. So I'm not going to watch. And I really doubt that I'll go back to watch it, just because, like, not a whole lot interests me. Like, Joe Gacy is not winning the championship.
No. And they want you, like, he can lose on disqualification. That's supposed to be the hook, but...
Yeah.
Unless he's getting called up, which, okay.
Lose it to someone else.
Well, the Joe Gacy thing lost all steam for me when he did that whole demonic promo or whatever, evil promo, and then they pulled the shot out with the drone, and he's like on the balcony of an apartment building, like a high-rise apartment building.
Not even just like anyone.
Yeah, like that doesn't fit the character.
Like he needs to be on top of like a... You know, he needs to look like a supervillain. You know, he needs to be on top of an empty warehouse. What other good layers are there for bad guys? Anything that's more grimy than,
a bunch of trees, forest, whatever.
I guess that would be kind of weird for his character too, though. It could work for a lot of people, just not Joe.
Yeah, it's... I don't even mind him that much. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he's been fine. I still don't completely... The shift in gimmick has not been good. The smarmy making fun of... culture. When he shifted away from that, the gimmick became less fun.
Yeah, and they never really explored that. Because he came out and he hugged people. He was happy. He's like, "Oh, we just had a good match. Good job," and all this. Like, you knew it was fake, but we never got the payoff to it.
And you it know? Was yeah. They just it was a better character.
Switch gears out of the blue.
Yep. Yeah. Now he's just plain old demonic guy.
What'd you say? Sorry.
Now he's just plain demonic guy. And they've had enough of those guys.
And it's like, okay. I don't know. I just don't like it. And
yeah.
I hate Wendy Chu. I don't care. It's not fun. It's not funny. I don't like Casey Catanzaro or whatever her name is now.
Katana Chance.
I don't care. I don't mind Caden Carter. I love Gigi, obviously. JC James, not so bad. Mandy Rose, okay. She's always going to be Mandy Rose. That wasn't a train wreck, but oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's a weird setup. Like, Mandy Rose has had a funky run as the women's champ. She can talk about... What, did she say this week that she's been champ for over 200 days now.
Something like that, yeah.
And I'm like, you have not had a memorable feud in that entire 200 days.
Because there's no one to have a memorable feud with.
Well,
Dakota Kai's gone. What is who's the
well
skate chick? Oh my god,
Cora Jade.
I hate her. Do you see how boring? Like, she shows no energy. Did you see her like come out of, like the 3 foot skateboard? Like distance traveled, and then she just stands there like, yeah, I'm here. Like, you're not cool.
She's supposed to give off that vibe. And, yeah, I agree with you. It's not there.
She's awful, too.
I guess I think she's an okay wrestler. I'm still having a hard time with the fact that she's a string bean. But, you know. I still need some believability in my wrestling.
Yeah.
Some.
Well, I mean, Dakota Kai was very thin. But she had good movement, and she was lethal with her kicks. I mean, team kick, whatever. So.
Yeah, well, she really delivered on that. Like, there are people that are that size that make their offense more believable in my eyes. And there are a lot of them. Dakota Kai is perfect, perfect example. Like, I still think that Cora Jade's even smaller than Dakota was. Dakota made it work better, though. Like, I don't mind her wrestling per se, you know what I mean? It's just, it doesn't get sold the way that, that Dakota did.
Yeah. And they made this big deal about Cora Jade got Natalya's respect. Well, who cares? Was it Roxanne Perez?
Yes.
So this cracked me up, and this is one of the things I liked, and I'm not supposed to, but it made me laugh. So she does her whole sad sack promo stuff, you know, I did this, I did this, I did the drive myself, all this, right? Which is, you know, we've heard this before, cool. Good for you. And then Tiffany Stratton, this line just cracked me up. Goes, so Roxanne, you said you had to drive everywhere. Hello, they have these things called planes? That just cracked me up. Like, I know she's just in bitch mode because that's what they're making Tiffany Stratton now.
Oh, yeah.
She's not wrong either. I mean, I know the whole point is she didn't have money, so I get it. But it was still just funny the way she said it. You just fly. You don't have to be. You don't have to drive like a poor person. Like, it just made me laugh. And then Tiffany Stratton is annoying as hell. That voice, I can't stand it. I actually enjoyed it because of that, because she is unlikable. So, good. Like, someone that's unlikable because they're trying to be.
Between her and Grayson Waller, they keep on giving him the most slime ball of slime ball victories. And I don't know how they keep on doing that, where they're giving him these trash victories. But it's great. And she kind of needs something similar on her end if they really want to build her up.
I'm going to guess Roxanne Perez wins this because it seems like that's how it would go. I don't know. When Lash Legend lost, and I thought that, who's the woman that got hurt?
Nikita Lyons.
And she was still in it, and then Lash Legend lost. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. Because I figured it was going to be the two of them again.
It was definitely set up for that.
Which, in the context of a breakout, doesn't make any sense. Because they've already broken out. They've already had big-time matches, you know?
It's just awkward timing for a breakout match when you've turned the majority of your roster over in the last 6 months. And on top of that, you know, people like, yeah, Roxanne Perez, who else? I feel like there have been a handful of other women that have just popped up pretty recently. I mean, in some ways, Wendy Chu is a new wrestler. Like, I know how long she's been around, but on TV-wise, she's really had her first time recently.
Yeah.
And I was trying to buy myself some time to figure out some of the other ladies that are new.
Fallon Henley?
Oh, yes.
Not Peyton Royce. Wasn't there something else like that?
Boy, you could almost include Saray in there, honestly.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, because Fallon Henley's one of them, for sure.
Well, there's the girl that...
Oh, no. She just... That was the woman that... The kid that's going to college... Just going to college, but is going to join Chase U.
Yeah, what was that? I never heard of this woman.
Well, she was on last week's show mentioning that she's the youngest ever signee by the WWE and that she still had to graduate high school. So they were doing like a decision day segment with her so that she could pick Chase U. And I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of a clever take.
Okay, because
on things.
Like, I'm like, who is this chick? And again, I like the Chase U stuff. It's stupid, don't get me wrong, but Andre Trace, Harlan Bravado is making it work. So, and then, what was his name? Bodie Hayworth?
Bodie.
So, I'm in. He's a goofball, too. So, it's like, all right. The one thing I was so disappointed in was the meeting of the Emperor Lupa Libre? Cool. Lucha in the dawn of NXT. I was so hoping that it was going to end with a loser leaves town. So that, you know, Phantasma can finally just get called up to the main roster.
Oh, right.
And instead, it's going to be some dumb Butler thing, basically.
Oh, yeah. I was just like, oh no, this is the gimmick. I was like, who wants this? Like, it's bad enough when it is just one person going over to be the butler. If it's going to be three people abusing three people, it's going to be three times as bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. Oh, how about old,
I guess that's another reason, like, as much as I like everyone involved in that, well, I shouldn't say everyone.
Yeah.
Because Dime and Nichols or whatever their fucking names are. Nichols and Dimes? Two Stacks
two bones,
and Dimes?
Two Stacks and something.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Those guys haven't proven themselves yet, and I'm sure they'll have some time. But yeah, I like Raul Mendoza, I like Joaquin Wilde, Santos is great, and
isn't Raul something different now?
Oh.
Did they change his name?
Oh, they had to change his last name for branding purposes.
Yeah.
Shows you how much attention I've been paying that they changed it. But those guys can all go.
I loved Joaquin Wilde living his best life on that yacht. That guy looked like he was having a lot of fun doing that segment.
I think after tearing your asshole open, you appreciate life after that.
Yeah. Yes. He looked. Hair's all over, no shirt, or popped open shirt. He's like, hey, what's up, party man? Like, all right, cool. But, no, I was just hoping that ended in the loser leaves town, and...
Yeah.
Unless honestly Tony D loses and they're trying to turn him face. But I mean, it has nothing to do with the chemistry between the two guys or even the teams. It's got everything to do with ugh.
Yeah, well, it's still an awkward situation, like you said, because it's... I've always said that two heel teams bumping heads makes more sense to me. This is going into its, what, third month, though, of feuding?
Yeah, I think so.
And I guess I've liked the other sit-down segments. This one just didn't seem to hit the same.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, because they've done some nice cinematic work with them, I think, in general, over this feud. But, yeah, maybe it's just because they've covered too much territory at this point, and it just doesn't feel fresh. And I don't know, like, no one seems to have... Like, I know that Santos won the match... It doesn't feel like Legata has the upper hand, though, to be this much in control of the situation, either.
Yeah, the whole thing makes no sense. I'm the Don of NXT. What does that even mean?
Oh.
And I'm the Emperor of Lucha Libre. Okay, that sort of makes more sense. Like, you rule the style of Lucha Libre. Okay, that makes sense, actually. But saying you're the Don of NXT doesn't make any goddamn sense. You're not even the champion. So
and have not had any championship runs.
Yeah. So, whatever. But I guess that's nitpicking if you want stuff to make sense. So, whatever. But, no, but I don't care about much of anything on the show right now. Shame.
Oh.
I'm confused what's going on with Roderick Strong and the whole Diamond Mine thing, but I'm along for the ride. Because I think the Creeds will be good. Damon Kemp was really walked through that match. You could see everyone talking to him. Which is okay.
Is he Sean Kemp's son?
No, he's... The fact that's Gable Stevenson's brother and they call him something totally different drives me crazy. But whatever.
Oh, is Gable Stevenson gonna have to change his name?
No, somehow he's gonna use his real name. Even though there's that edict where he doesn't get to use his real, you don't get to use any part of your real name.
Yeah. I guess that's the part that I don't like about the Diamond Mine situation. Like, who is this guy? And why does he have an 80s body type? No upper body and a pot belly.
And was he a wrestler?
And he doesn't do leg day, it looks like.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Well, I mean, evidently you could turn me into a pretzel.
Yeah, I guess. Or maybe he just batter you. I don't know.
Great.
But I didn't pay that much attention to him. The Creed brothers are the seller of the or like the item. So, by the way, so the Viking Raiders come in, lose, win, gone. Like, where are they?
Collecting paychecks on their couches.
Yeah, I mean, good for them. Keep collecting them, boys.
They're ones that it's just, I don't know what you do with them at this point. It doesn't seem like Vince wants to push them because they haven't really had a chance on the main roster. You know, I have no idea how
they had that whole weird thing during the pandemic where they turned them into comedy guys with Street Profits.
I did enjoy that stuff.
Yes. And it's been, didn't they both get hurt? And it's been, like, downhill ever since.
Yes. Yeah, because Ivar was the one that had the major injury that kept him out for, the neck injury.
Yeah, and he doesn't look the same. Physically doesn't look the same, and he's slow in the ring.
Yeah.
He does, which, the move's stupid anyways, no matter who does it, but that spring, like, that... springboard off the ropes into whatever, a clothesline or whatever he does. It's just, it's not worth it. But
well, yeah, and I don't know why people are impressed by cartwheels these days. Even if the guy is 300 pounds, it's a fucking cartwheel, man. Like, it's not hard.
No.
Anyone can do it.
Yeah. Whatever. I wish there was more in NXT I liked. Well, Pretty Deadly's still awesome.
Yes. They are a lot of fun.
They are tailor-made to hate. And they don't do anything to make themselves cool. And I think that's really great. That's really great of them. Like, they know what they know what they are, they know what they look like, and yeah. That's it. So I really appreciate those guys. And I actually hope they don't lose. But
I don't think they're going to.
Yeah. Well, who knows
though.
Yeah. Like Wesley, it was nice to see him have a nice what's his name?
Zion Quinn? Or Song.
It's nice to see they go, oh, hey, this guy looks like an asshole. He's gigantic. Yeah, let's make him a bad guy. Wow. What genius thinking?
Well, I mean, him and Sangha did basically just change places, though.
Yeah.
As far as that went. Because it's just like, oh, Sangha, we're going to team you up with Grayson Waller. That means you're an asshole. And then all of a sudden, he is pumping up Wesley because of a... I don't know. Respect. How do you even turn that loss that he took to him?
I mean, I guess it was respect.
Yeah.
He's like, well, he gave me more of a run than I expected, so... Okay, I was wrong.
Yeah, okay. So, I guess respect is just an easy one. But yeah, the respect friendship.
But it's also, in his case, it's also nice that a big guy who's foreign isn't a bad guy.
Uh-oh.
Do you know how refreshing that is? I mean, every time. Like, like we keep saying, like, all of a sudden, Omos is Nigerian. Well, what's it matter? He doesn't sound Nigerian. He just sounds like he's huge. But, not that I know what a Nigerian sounds like, by the way. I just be like, all right, I don't understand you. So, you don't understand me. Okay. I've had a bunch of that this week. So... So I like that. I like that aspect. But you know, since he goes to the main roster, he's gonna be a bad guy. Oh my god, you're foreign with a goofy mustache? Not bad guy.
Yep. You're Indian. You got to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
So of course I'm not. I don't know why they hired a second Indian guy since the main Indian guy can't even get on TV these days.
Yeah. Well, Was Veer Mahan? Yeah, Veer Mahan was on this week.
Oh, I guess Veer's the main guy now.
Yeah. And they've already messed that up. That guy should have just been cool. You know, like a Indian? Is he Indian? No.
Yeah.
He is Indian?
Yeah.
Okay. An Indian playboy. Has that ever been done? We've had Mexican playboys, white playboys, black playboys. We've never had, like, an Indian playboy that I can remember.
Yeah, not off the top of my head. Not a whole lot of Indian wrestlers either, though, to really catalog. Sanjay Dutt, I don't know if Sanjay Dutt ever did anything like that. Maybe he did. I don't know. I haven't seen that much of Sanjay Dutt's career, so.
No.
I have no idea. Only,
really, to me, just TNA. So. But yeah, we spent a lot of time on NXT instead of AEW, but okay. Like, I don't really give a damn about this Forbidden Door show.
Oh, well.
I guess as a wrestling fan, I should, but I just don't.
I guess that was the other thing. And I kind of joked about it when I talked about MJF's promo. They have kind of the old traditional system that the WWE had, where that show after the pay-per-view is basically worthless. It's not a bad thing. It's the reset button. I understand why it happens, and that's fine. That MJF promo was the only thing that really happened on that show.
Let's see. The Bucks beat Jungle Boy. Christian gets in the way again, so, you know, Jungle Boy and...
Luchasaurus are having a little bit of a beef with him.
Yeah, yep. Can't be, like, a team. But the Bucks did pin Jungle Boy, so what made it look like FTR should have been going after the AEW titles, unless they're putting the Young Bucks in that position, the Young Bucks are going after the tag titles, and possibly FTR will fight the Young Bucks as the Ring of Honor champions versus the AEW champions?
Oh,
I think it's too far ahead.
And that's brutal, too. Too many championships floating around that company currently.
Yeah, they're gonna have to do something.
Holy shitballs. That is worse than anything. If you think that WWE is committing belt treason... when they had two titles for every brand. When you have the ROH title, sometimes the NWA champions pop up, New Japan champions pop up, like AAA championships pop up on the show sometimes too, usually around tag team's waist. But still, it's just like, oh my gosh, guys, like... And then you get fake world championships like FTW and... It as nice of a gesture as it was, Adam Cole and Britt Baker did not need championship belts for their wins in the Owen Hart Memorial Classic or whatever it was called.
And they made a very quick observation, like, these are not real championship belts, they're just trophies. So why are they carrying them? Like, they're not defending them.
Yeah, why is it shaped like a championship then?
They wanted it to be like the old Stampede Championships. Yeah. That's why.
I know how they... Well, yeah, I heard how they designed them, and that's cool. It's still kind of a weird thing. Give them a plaque or something that looks like it. I don't know. Like, you know, to me, the second I see a championship belt, it's like, you're supposed to wear that. Even if it's a fake championship belt that I'm going to make fun of you for wearing... It's meant to be worn at least over a shoulder. Like, if you're just given it as a promotional thing that you're not going to use in your actual wrestling, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. Now, real quick, on the Adam Cole thing, I loved him on commentary, but after it was over, he was like, yeah, we're doing this, and the beat of the leader, blah, 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 and he goes... So I'm done here. I'm going back to being. I'm gonna go and just continue being awesome.
Oh,
It's such a dork thing to say, but it's really funny in that context because that's how he is. So, oh my god.
Yeah, and I guess since we are on the Britt Baker Adam Cole combo, I was kind of scrolling through the event here. Ruby Soho gets the win, about a day too late. Or 3 days too late.
3 months too late.
Good gravy. Yeah. I don't know if that's one of the people that MJF was complaining about, but Ruby Soho and really even Tony Storm are dead in the water already.
I don't know if Tony Storm's dead, but it sure didn't help she lost. Ruby's just like, whatever. And I don't know.
Yeah, well, she just lost her big match going, oh, I need to come back from that, you know, that terrible loss. It's just like, and then you lose again. It's just like, sorry, you're done. And yeah, I guess because Tony Storm hasn't quite gotten that second loss out of the way, the redemption win, she still has some wiggle room. Not a great way to start, though. Britt Baker gets all the wins, and they need other women to get the wins. Because, you know, I mean, it's pretty clear that they want to keep Jade Cargill away from the main championship for the time being.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's just like their second biggest woman star is a no-go for the championship. Like, you need more people. And really, even the women's champion now has been an afterthought, and I don't think she was even on this show.
No, she got sent home. So they said it was doctor's order. She wasn't feeling good. But then there's a report coming out saying she's upset with her TV time. So I don't know who to believe.
And considering that Britt Baker is still getting the majority of the women's TV time, and honestly, I almost feel like her match with Ruby Soho had better build than what's her name? Who'd she fight? Oh, Serena Deeb. At the pay-per-view.
Yeah. So, Serena Deeb wasn't on the show. Well, I mean, if we're going to do that, whatever. I mean, even Adam Page wasn't on the show. The former champion wasn't on the show to give any comments about losing.
Oh?
So that's kind of weird, too. Like, yeah. Oh, he'll be on Dynamite. Oh, okay. But, I'm sorry, Rampage. But...
Oh, that's okay-ish, then.
Yeah, I guess we've been going a while, haven't we?
It's been $1.25, so.
Okay, so let's wrap it up with this. I'm curious, what do you think about CM Punk being the champion? Like, from who he'd be, like, what happened? I'm curious what you think.
You know, I'll start with the same thing I talked to Chris about. For some reason, I just expected Adam Page to win. Page hasn't had... He's been another one where there was a big build to him winning the championship, and the second he won the championship, nothing's really gone on for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, whatever combination of us that have recorded these podcasts have talked about how weird this whole feud with CM Punk has been, that he just got super angry at CM Punk for, you know, he tries to explain the reasons, but it seems like no reason whatsoever, really.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he never explained anything. And Punk even said, "You're talking in circles." And he's like, he's right.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's one of those ones where it's just like, oh, this is proof that you shouldn't be in the main event?
Ever since he won that title, like you said, it was hot, 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 and then just kind of tapered off.
Yeah.
He had, what, Lance Archer.
He beat Bryan Danielson on TV.
Yeah, his first title defense, he tied Bryan Danielson. Then he beat him.
Yeah.
And then he beat Lance Archer in a Texas death match for some reason.
Yeah, that one got hopped the whole way up to Texas death match for reasons.
Yeah, but it's like he never got off on the right foot. He never got traction whatsoever.
Uh-uh.
And then when it seems like he's getting some traction, they have him lose.
Yeah, like, I can understand if, you know, you think that CM Punk is a more visible face to the company. That's fine. Just at least give Paige the win this time around and have CM Punk win the belt on the second go-round or, you know, at the next... I don't know if you need to necessarily wait till the next pay-per-view, since it is 3 months is a bit long.
Yeah, I mean, well, the next one's only a month away, but that's Forbidden Door.
Yeah, so, oh.
But that's all New Japan versus AEW, so that'll count.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. CM Punk doesn't do a whole lot for me these days. I don't. Part of it is the, I know you got your ass kicked for real. Part of it, another part is just, yeah, the mystique is off of him a little bit at this point, too.
It's funny because MJF started calling him PG Punk and how he's happy and all this stuff, and that kind of resonated with me. Like, all right, yeah, he's happy to be back and this and this. And then you thought he'd be like more vicious after, MJF brought it out of him to go back to how it was. You would think that, he'd be hanging on to that, but no, it's just back to being like happy-go-lucky Punk. And I don't know. Something's not clicking with me either. Maybe it is the MMA thing. But
He,
there's two different things. So it's like, all right, whatever. You gotta still do
yeah, and I mean, he hasn't done anything truly offending to me in any way like that.
No, not at all.
But yeah, he his stuff because I mean, and I guess that wasn't even though CM Punk's version against Adam Page made more logical sense in. When he was talking about it, I guess A, I still wasn't really buying his argument. And yeah, Punk, other than MJF stuff, he hasn't really had anything to sink his teeth into.
No, not at all.
I think that maybe that's part of it too. Like, it felt like right before this that even though he had just beaten MJF, that the push to see it for CM Punk had slowed down some, and it seemed like it got heated up real quick just so he could beat Adam Page.
Yeah, I thought the same thing too. And I still think Adam Page has kind of got lowballed this entire thing. They never gave him traction. And unless there's something going on, and that's why he needed to lose, or they have a bigger story involved, I don't know. But I didn't think it was the right time. So when I saw that Punk won, when I woke up in the morning, I'm like, stay. I mean, I don't know. I just didn't agree with it. And whatever, it's too late now, but
Oh, yeah, it is what it
whatever.
is.
Yeah, and
That's
that's really the case, but it's like, man, do you want to see a bunch of old wrestlers win and stuff? I mean, I know we're all supposed to be happy he's still there. But then the other thing that I read someone pointed out is every time he wins a world title, he turns heel. Won their ROH title, came out in a suit, and signed like a WWE contract.
Oh.
WWE eventually turned heel. So I'm wondering if this is like what's going on. And that's what Adam Page was telling everybody.
But yeah, that A, even if Adam Page ends up being proved correct and he can call him a hypocrite, I guess I don't want to see the championship just bounce back to Adam Page just for shits and giggles. It's one of those things, unlike MMA, if I saw a guy lose the title one championship and then win it the next fight, I'd be kind of impressed with the bounce back. In professional wrestling, though, it's a weird look to have that happen.
Yeah, but it's also professional wrestling, so it's always weird in some
Fair
respect. So,
enough.
yeah. Speaking of, let's get the hell out of here.
Okie doke, bell time beer on my end. From our March trip, I believe, down to Mason, Ohio, just outside of Cincinnati there. Cartridge Brewing Pathfinder Pale Ale. It's been a nice, light 4.8% beer to be sipping during this very podcast. If you get a chance to head down, there are plenty of good breweries in that neck of the woods. Cincinnati has some good ones. And Sonder, if you happen to be in Mason, was my favorite. Cartridge, though, I picked up some good beers to take home from there. So feel free to check them out also, should you be in the area. Anything on your end, sir?
Yeah, I had a no-filter cider from the usual suspects, right, Clay? It's as close as you can get to just hard cider. You know, no, yeah. Nothing added. This is basically the base. And it's bitter as hell. So.
Yeah, I just did that one the other week with Chris. I noticed that was still in the fridge. And I'm like, oh, need to drink the no-filter cider.
Yeah.
And it was kind of strange to not have any other flavors in there. I'm like, I don't know the last time I've had a cider, just a straight-up cider.
Yeah, and trust me, people, it is not sweet at all. So, yeah, it was good, though. It went down easy.
Okie doke. Those are the suggestions from at Granny Maze and at DeFrango11. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, and please rate us there if you get the chance. You can download us at any other locations, though, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or Google. Have a good night, grandkids.